What are, there's an acronym. I'm gonna type this in the chat box. Let's see if anybody knows what this means, okay? And I'm just gonna tell you, if you see what I wrote in there, it's not a radio station. A lot of people think it is. WIIFM, if you see it in the chat box. Anybody know what that means? Oh, you got it. You guys have been to a lot of trainings before. What's in it for me, right? So what I wanna talk about is what is in it for you if you develop these types of leadership skills. If you work hard enough to be in that small circle of supervisors, that subset, right? So we know what the company gains, we know what your employees gain. What do you gain if you approach leadership with a leader's mindset instead of a boss's mindset? So Obrenka, I hope I said that right, says cross-sectional long-lasting relationships. Awesome, right? Imagine if people trust, that's where trust comes from, and you got strong relationships long-term. That not only helps that relationship, but it's great for networking, isn't it? It builds your credibility, doesn't it? So great point, right? Let's see what else we have. Emotional freedom, trust, integrity, intrinsic warmth. Yeah, good answers, you guys. Employee retention, great working environment, for sure. Better performance. People are going to rise to the occasion. They're going to take on more responsibility, be willing to do that. Joy in the work, Deanna said. Accountability, you got it, right? So why do we talk about this? Because you have to keep your eyes on the prize. To be in that small circle takes work. It takes a lot more work than what bosses are often willing to do. But when you do that, the return on your investment is that much greater. You've got greater buy-in, and you're going to be much more effective as a leader and get greater results, right? So good stuff, you guys. Very good work. We talked about these six core areas, right, that are important. Now, the key with this is your employee or the people that work for you, right, need to experience that you've chosen the leader's path. In other words, they need to know it. We can't just think it, but we have to find a way to be able to demonstrate it, right? How do we demonstrate it? If you look at the leader side, right, under key focus, driving force, work and objectives, source of authority, communication and delegation, and level of accountability, okay? How does a leader demonstrate that so their employees see that, right? How do they do that so they see that they're coming from a leader's perspective different than a boss? So we want to say, what actions do we take, you know, to be able to demonstrate that we're in that mindset in each of those six core areas, okay? Let's go through some answers relatively quick. So let's talk about question number one. What do you think are the implications of the graph? Let's see. Taylor said, time spent on focus tasks overshadow time spent with strategic focus. It's easy to let this happen. I call it tyranny of the urgent. Yeah, that's really good. Stephen Covey calls it the urgency addiction. You know, we get caught up in what's in front of us and don't see what's bigger. But, you know, what's it basically saying is as we move, if you look at the very bottom, as we move from individual contributor and then go forward into leadership, the higher up the ladder we go in leadership, the more we have to focus on that bigger picture, right? The vision and everything else that we talk about, right? So that's a key thing. So that's probably the most difficult transition when you're going from a non-supervisory position to one with supervision. So you all got that pretty quickly. You guys are all right. You're right on. And I like what you said there, Ed. The higher up in management you go, the more you accomplish through other people. So true. And that's why you have to invest the time into those relationships. And Ed, you made another good point, balance. We've got to find a way to keep that balance. So is it possible to be a good leader and an individual contributor and expert? And if so, how? If not, why not? And actually, that might have been, your answer might be true to that one, Ed, in terms of balance, right? We've got to find a way. We can do it, but we have to be cognizant of the need to have balance, right? Let's see here. Yeah, Taylor, you're right on. It's not easy. The temptation is to get too far into the weeds. I use that same terminology, my friend. We have to develop strong relationships with the experts. Yep. Exactly. I mean, you got to find the time. You've got to balance it out in terms of the bigger picture, right? Self-awareness for sure, Lori, and awareness of what's a priority, right? It's also being proactive, right? Meaning I invest time in these relationships now to get a return on it later. If I invest time in developing my team, that makes us more productive later, but that's going to take time away from now. So somehow I've got to find a way to balance what's urgent and, you know, and how can I invest for the future as well. There are ways to do that. There are some great ideas around time management, and there's some good stuff, and I hate to keep telling you about this tool, but it's that effective in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. There's some good things around that, and there's a lot of, and I do a lot of training on time management using tools like that as well. Okay. How can a supervisor or manager maintain a high enough level of task and technical expertise and still grow as a leader? And what we ask for is there are some specific actions. Any thoughts on what we can do? Maybe you've done it or you've seen somebody else do it. Look at Cindy talking about quadrant three. She's a Covey. She's obviously a Stephen Covey person. Yep. Janice says, collaborate with folks who are technical experts and learn from them rather than learning on your own. Exactly. Don't try to be the expert on with everything, right? So engage with others who are the expert. Be willing to delegate tasks over. Those are going to be important. Invest in educating yourself. Very good, Kirk. Love it, right? And then finally, what problems can occur because supervisors or managers don't get let go of the role of the individual contributor? What are some problems that can happen there? Micromanagement. You got it, Samantha. And when we're micro, exactly, saying no. Good point, Karen. Right? And if we are micromanaging, guess what the leader's not doing? Looking at the big picture. We're not doing the strategic things, right? And you can burn out. You got it, Ed. I mean, so it's too much stuff. So we have to make choices at times. And that's why seeing the big picture can help us do that. And I know I keep going back to that, but it's important to be able to make that happen.